Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Last night was a very unusual Yankee game because they tend to lose games in which we sit here and just bitch about the offense.
Yep.
And last night was one of those weird nights where they scored enough runs, but the starting pitching failed them. And more than that, their bullpen failed them. And do you have a worry that this pen is kind of leaking oil?
Yes. Yes. I think without a doubt. And this, I think as the days settled in after the trade deadline, and I tried to reflect on what Brian Cashman did or didn't do, adding Luis Garcia Jr. with obviously the hopes, at the time we thought Stanton, but Judge, Bellinger coming back, I never really doubted that this offense, when we got to the meat and potatoes of September and October, would prevail and end up being a pretty good offense. My worry all along was that this bullpen was going to inevitably turn into a house of cards that they did nothing to add to. And they did trade, obviously, Yovani Cruz, which you do 10 times out of 10, for Luis Garcia
and Camilo
Jr.
Duval, who's pitching well,
yeah,
by the way.
Again,
I don't know if you're paying attention to that, but he's actually throwing the ball well.
Wouldn't trust him anyway. But the point being is this. Am I going to overly panic that last night Hedrick turned into a pumpkin for the first time? No. I do have my worries that they keep treating Fernando Cruz like a high leverage reliever when he has not been basically the same pitcher since May. It's one hot, one cold if that splitter is not on. But Evan, that to me, if and when the Yankees meet their demise, I think it's going to be less about the bats falling asleep in October, which has been the case in past years, and more about the fact that when they get out of this great starting rotation, do they have enough guys with juice left in their arms in October to take them home out of this
pen?
Well,
it's a double-edged sword because last night was, if you believe in winning the division, if you think it's important, I think you do, I think I do, then you got to win last night's game. It's an important game. Tampa Bay loses. You already have that on the kind of up there on the board. It's a close game at home against the Astros. You have a lead.
Yep.
You need to use your A-level relievers, which he tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then the balance is, you look at a guy like Brent Hedrick, he's appeared in 68 games.
Absolutely.
Like, it's only natural to look at that workload, same with Fernando Cruz, who's pitched in 61 games, and say, this may not be sustainable. So it's a tough balance between keeping your pen fresh, which Boone acknowledged after the game, like, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, but and also they've had three off days in the last 10 days. I mean, they've done their best.
They've done their best. And Brent Hedrick's pitched in four of the last 10 games. Boone cited that recently as well. He hasn't pitched that much. It's 4 to 10 games. That's still a lot.
Yes.
And I'm not even criticizing Aaron for this. I think it's just a tricky spot because the games matter. You want to win, but Brent Hedrick and Fernando Cruz and even Paul Blackburn are prime candidates to just wear down based on the workload that they've had this season.
Now, what isn't making me overly hit the panic button is I thought there was a point in time, God, I guess it was almost a month ago now. It feels like 2 weeks, but when the Yankees were in Wrigley, Paul Blackburn on that, I think it was the Friday game, finally spit the bit and he had a bad moment.
Yes.
And I said, well, okay, well, we're kind of waiting for Paul Blackburn to fall apart all year. Here it is. And since that moment, and it ended up being just that, like a reliever's on the bit. So that is my only hope when I see an outing like Hedrick had last night, is that maybe that's the Blackburn and Wrigley moment where he's fine after that. But I don't know how you're not concerned with the amount of innings these guys have thrown. And look, it's less about, I know what you're saying, right? The Rays lose, you want to win that game. At least they didn't lose ground last night. But if we could actually take chasing down the Rays or keeping the Red Sox ahead of it, I'm just talking about this team getting through October. What you saw last night with the bullpen, I can easily see being what undoes this team.
Oh, yeah.
And let's be real, like you read the reports last night about Clark Schmidt, you know, won't be able to throw back-to-back days, but he's probably going to be a factor out of the pen. Luis Gil's still walking guys, but looks all right. Like, these are the answers that they have coming.
I completely agree. I think those are the answers. I think if Ryan Weathers gets healthy, he's an answer.
Right.
I know Will Warren has not been great. I mean, you look at his overall year, he's taking the ball every 5 days. He's got basically a 4.5 ERA and hasn't been great recently. But I think he may be one of the answers you're forced to get, you know, kind of push come October. And so I think that health in your rotation, especially if Max Fried is able to make that start over the weekend against the Red Sox, which is trending in the right direction, it's going to be what we've talked about for weeks and months, that starting pitchers are going to be asked to have a different role come October, because it's very tough. As great as Brent Hedrick's been, and he's had a great year. I mean, there's no knock on him. It's just that he's thrown 67 innings. He's pitched in 68 games. It's a lot of games to pitch in.
He's having one of the great reliever years a Yankee's ever seen. So I'm not mad at him. It's natural. You're allowed to be tired and worn down. So I don't know. Evan, I even thought about this after last night. I don't know what happened when Max Fried. He's clearly coming back quick. Would I mind a little phantom IL for Brent Hedrick to almost, you know, not allow him to be used? But then again, you have this big Boston series.
Or you could just rest him.
Rest
you don't have
him.
To use him every day. The problem is, and I get where Boone's coming from, and this is the battle that the Yankee fan has, you're also trying to win the division.
Now,
every game matters if you want to win the American League East.
Yeah, no question. Now, what I do think as we get to the end of September and October needs to be done, and I'm very interested to see how Aaron Boone handles this, is we've gotten very accustomed in Major League Baseball, even with great starters, to go, man, these playoff games are tight. When you get to that third turn through the order, these guys are all going to have, you know, quick hooks. We've seen it with great or the very good Yankee starting pitchers in past postseasons. You saw them do it less last year, especially with Cam Schlittler. I almost wonder if their lack of being able to rely on these bullpen arms not being, you know, tired leads to an October where we see some old school stuff.
Where you push your starter.
And you even brought up the lack of, or the off days, at least in the first. I mean, maybe you just go, hey, Schlittler, Cole, if you guys are rolling, we're going to let you go. You know, 7-8 innings. Let's go.
They should. I mean, you have guys equipped to do it. Cam Schlittler is a big, strong young man. He's a strapping young man. Push him. If he's dominating, push him into the seventh or eighth inning. Max Fried and Gerrit Cole are veteran pitchers. Assuming they're healthy, push them. So you're right. I remember the 2005 White Sox won that way, where all their starters went deep into games. And it's crazy to think 2005 is a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's 21 years ago. The other thing from last night, and I want to play you something, because I know this has bothered some Yankee fans. And I heard Tommy. Tommy was very upset about this, too. I give Tommy credit. I listen to him rip Booney for this as well. Aaron was asked about the sequence where Austin Wells came up in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Jazz Chisholm was on first base. The Yankees had pulled within one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the broadcast, both Michael Kay and David Cone talked about, hey, Jazz should run.
Yeah.
Guy's got 30-plus stolen bases. It's a big attribute to his game. You're down by a run. Austin Wells is a double play candidate. You got to send him. So it was brought up on the broadcast by both guys as a real chance and a real opportunity. There was one pickoff attempt. It was kind of like a token pickoff attempt.
It was a little step-off throw.
And then on the fourth pitch of the at-bat, with Jazz not running on any of them, Austin Wells bounced into a double play.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions to Aaron Boone was, hey, now what about Jazz Chisholm not trying to steal second base? I want you to listen to the question and answer and tell me if you got any issues with the way Boone handled this thing.
In the eighth, that Wells at bat, is that a spot where you want to see Jazz attempt to steal to avoid the double play?
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Oh, he's attempting to.
So why did he not?
Well, we got to get a jump and, you know, so... You know, it didn't come to fruition there, but you know we're working at it there.
So he's saying he did attempt, which I think threw the reporter off because he's like, "Well, but he didn't run."
That's not an attempt. Is when you run.
So
an attempt is not looking to see to get a read. It's when you run. The only thing I came back to, and I actually didn't hear that answer live after, was
this is why I'm here. To supply
a great
the
job.
Answers for you in the audience.
Is there something to Jazz got a great jump? I think it was the second inning when he stole his 35th base of the year. Is there something to he swiped that bag and he felt like the Astros and they had a read on him?
Brian Abreu, not a good pickoff move.
I know.
I mean, it was all set up for Jazz pitcher, to steal second. And by the way, the whole inning plays out differently. I know you can't assume that Austin Wells grounds out the second.
Yeah.
But if he does, Jazz is on third base with one out.
Hold on. Here's the thing, though, Evan. If we're being real, you kind of can assume that Austin Wells grounds out the second. I know that's tongue-in-cheek.
But that's a good out.
But it's also like the most likely outcome.
But here's what's funny. If Jazz is standing on second base,
it's a good out.
Ground out by Austin Wells with nobody out is a wonderful out.
I agree.
Tying runs on third with less than two outs.
No,
instead, it turns into a pretty routine 4-6-3 double play. Do you have a problem with Brian, with Aaron Boone basically telling us, well, he did attempt. What are you talking about?
Listen, if he didn't feel like he had a jump, that's fine. You cannot say into a microphone that he attempted. An attempt is actually taking off. I'm sorry. That's an attempt.
I am going to defend Jazz Chisholm and Aaron Boone. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to explain to you how. I would say that 90% of the audience didn't see the Met game, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
And 100% of the people didn't see Francisco Lindor's great diving catch because the SNY feed cut out. More on that in a few minutes. But in the ninth inning, after Lindor made that great play, he reached first base with a two-out infield single.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Jet, because I was at the game teaching him a little baseball, I said, Lindor's got to run. He's got to run. In a weird way, similar to the Jazz spot.
Yeah.
Now, this is two outs, nobody on ninth inning of a tie game, but I was saying he's got to run because if he steals second base, great. Mets are a hit away from winning. And if he doesn't steal second base and he gets thrown out, whatever. The inning starts anew in the 10th. Lindor's on second. So I'm explaining to him, and all the guys around me are like, yeah, Lindor's got to run. Lindor didn't run. He got picked off.
Got picked off.
And so my defense of Jazz and Boone is that as much as there are situations where a guy should run, like Jazz Chisholm and like Francisco Lindor, not the same situation, but I think we'd all agree, great spots to run in. If you don't get a good read, if you don't get a good jump, if you are too aggressive,
you get picked off.
That can happen. Yeah. And I'll ask you this question. If instead of Austin Wells grounding into a double play, Jazz Chisholm got picked off,
I'd be crushing
what
Jazz.
Would you be saying today?
We would be crushing Jazz, talking about his baseball IQ. There is no doubt. That is a classic have your cake and eat.
Chisholm!
So that's where I almost have to defend
Jazz Chisholm.
That what Boone is saying. Like, yes, he should run, but within reason, because if you get picked off the way Lindor did, it's just a completely different conversation.
But this is unfortunately where... You have to throw out, like, no two teams, no two games, no two rosters are alike when you're talking about situations. You just got to understand. I know Austin Wells has handled the bat, especially late in games, a little better of late over the last month. It's still Austin Wells who's a ground ball machine in that spot. And I think you have to weigh that. I think if that's another batter there, maybe you do live with the fact that Jazz Chisholm's not.
Now, I have to give Tommy a ton of credit. And if you're listening, Tommy, dude, I almost drove off my bike. Because I was listening to my man on the Free Odyssey app.
Drove off your bike.
He had me dying because it was so true something he said. And I want to give him all the credit for it. He says that sometimes with Boone answers, if you pretend that he's talking baseball, use it as an excuse for your wife and it fits the same way.
Hmm.
So Tommy's like, My wife asks me why I didn't put the toilet seat down. What was Boone's excuse for Jazz? Well, he attempted to. Well, honey, I attempted to put the seat down.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't know why it didn't happen. We tried.
I don't know why it didn't happen, but I tried. So kudos to you, bro, because in that context, in that specific Boone answer, it is so true.
Yeah.
Hey, how come he didn't run? I attempted to. It just didn't happen. That's Tommy's hysterical. Like, my boss asked me why I didn't show up to work. I don't know. I attempted to. With that said, I have to defend them. Like, you don't want to get picked off. And we saw it in the Met game. Now, speaking of the Mets, I'm not going to bore you by breaking down this game. If you want to hear it, go download the Rico.
But drive home, Rico.
But SNY, you should be ashamed of yourself. What happened last night at the end of the Met game, and I want everybody to think about this happening in a Yankee game, or this happening in a Jet game, mm-hmm. or this happening in a Giant game, or this happening when OG Anunoby is getting the most famous tip-in maybe in the history of basketball. Last night, with bases loaded, two out in the ninth inning, the ninth place hitter, David Hamilton, hits a line drive that looks like it's going to be a base hit to give the Brewers the lead. As Lindor is leaving his feet to make what would turn into an incredible catch, the SNY feed not only cuts out, it cuts out for, I counted, 14 seconds.
To the whole opening intro of Heidi.
Yes! There's nothing! And I get it. The Mets are 12 games under 500. If you're watching the game, you care, but do you care? To me, and I didn't see this at the time because I was at the game, that is an egregious crime against sports fandom watching. And if this happens as the Giants are attempting a game-tying field goal.
I got nuts.
Or as Brian Burns, who joins the show in an hour and a half, is about to sack Dak Prescott on opening night. And all of a sudden it cuts out for 15 seconds. This is something that we talk about for a century.
You're right.
The Heidi game. Now, in fairness, it's Mets Brewers. It's late August. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand it. But are you freaking kidding me, SNY?
No, that can't happen.
People need to be suspended. I don't want to say fire. That's too harsh. I don't want to fire anybody. But there needs to be a talking to. You know, in the Brewer game, a guy was benched last night for barely hustling. Well, someone needs to be benched. Like Sean needs to be benched for some of the crap he said yesterday. A benching. There needs to be a benching at SNY. Because for Lindor to be flying through the air like he's Superman and SNY to cut out, Sean, what are we doing?
It's atrocious. And to have the comeback and just see Lindor smiling with the mitt and fist pumping
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, that's when it comes back. It actually
takes away from the moment beyond that because then you're going, well, hell yeah, he's smiling. What happened? Did somebody get picked? Did he actually catch the ball? That's an insane reaction. Can happen. It did happen to the New York Rangers a couple of years ago.
I vaguely remember
during that. The famous double overtime Vincent Trocheck scored game. I think it was during one of the overtimes. They cut out because the game had gone too long and it was going to the Western Conference game. And people freaked out about that as well. Look, we don't ask for much. Sports leagues, regional networks, everybody's been pigs. Do you need a million places to watch the games during a year? All we ask is if we're going to invest our money this way and that way, it doesn't matter if you're regional or national. You can't lose feeds of the games. You can't for any.
In that
for
moment.
Even, it doesn't even matter.
What
in that,
are the
like, that
odds
moment matters.
That moment.
But, dude, even if they lost for two pitches and it was an at bat that nothing happened, it's still unacceptable.
I agree it's unacceptable, but think about last night's game. It's a 3-hour baseball game. Both baseball games were over 3 hours.
Very long.
Most of those games aren't going to feature defining moments. They're going to feature pitches right. that you miss. No doubt you may even miss a base hit. You may miss a strikeout. I'm not saying you wouldn't miss important things. The bases are loaded. There's two outs. It's a tie game. There's a line drive. And as he's in the air, it cuts out. Like, what are the odds of that?
Evan,
it's almost like it was done on purpose.
Evan, so much.
I'm not accusing anybody, but it is a little fishy, Sean.
It is fishy.
A little fishy.
The old producer come back?
It's a little fishy.
The
producer that got fired? Yeah. The director that got fired?
Yeah. Did he come back and pull a plug? put on the custodian's uniform? The issue there is at the end of this year, which is, look, it hasn't been the year by a mile that Met fans wanted, but every year the Mets put out a little Met yearbook, right? They go through the year that was. That moment and that play, I would think, likely gets featured. They win an extra inning game versus a big dog in the National League, and Lindor makes a crazy... Look, just bear with me. It hasn't been a year of a lot of highs.
I get it. They're 12 games. And, no, I kind of talked about this yesterday on that drive home, that was Lindor's defining game and moment of the year.
Like, so...
In a lost season.
When you go back in your SNY and you kind of clip that up and throw in a Mets yearbook, we're going to pretend you caught that live?
Oh, they are. They already have. SNY's already tweeted out, like, Gary Cohen calling the play as if there was no issue. There was an issue. It was an egregious issue. It was horrific. Benching. Let's get to your calls next, 888-808-1019, plus the latest on Aaron Judge. It seems like we're getting updates every day, and this one may be the most encouraging. Plus, I remind you, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we will talk to one of the newest New York Giants, Isaiah Likely, and Brian Burns, who begins his third year with the Giants after a monster year last year. Spider-Man joins us in the 11 o'clock hour as well.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.